From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the all-new 7-passenger MDX. More information is available at Acura.com.
Recently at 46, I got it in my mind that it might be rewarding to take a pole dancing class. I was enticed by the flyer promoting pole dancing as a sexy way to get a sweaty workout. The super skinny teacher in her early 30s had dirty blonde hair, wore white leather platform boots up to her knees, and a skimpy top. Clearly, the world of pole dancing has a fashion code, one similar to Frederick's of Hollywood, but not as classy. As for my fellow pole mates, fashion-wise, we were all over the map. One nubile 20-something had on a ruffled pair of hip-hugging underwear. Another was emphasizing a jungle disco theme. I was wearing what I thought was a sexy top, tight, black, low-cut. Clearly, I was mistaken. I was going to need a lot more glitter and a lot less fabric to compete with this crowd. In the center of the studio were two round platforms. I began by gripping the pole above my head with my right hand, feet close to the bottom. I leaned my body away and started to move in a slow, clockwise motion. "Great," said the teacher. "Now get a nasty look on your face." I contemplated how the dry cleaners had ruined one of my favorite shirts last week and scowled. "No," shouted the instructor. "Sexy nasty." I visualized my husband naked. "Good," she purred. The second exercise required jumping up onto the pole, putting one leg around it, and slowly sliding down. I managed the jumping up part, but then my grip slipped, and I twirled around at breakneck speed, heading toward the bottom, like a berserk fireman woken by a 3 a.m. alarm. I landed with a smack, legs spread eagle. I know pole dancing is supposed to be sexy, but as I was spinning uncontrollably round and round, my single thought was, I am way too much Lucy and not nearly enough Pamela Anderson for this sort of thing. In the future, if I want to express my sexy dance self, I think I'll stick to salsa. It's certainly safer. With a perspective, I'm Karen Leland.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the Internet at lchb.com.